Betty kind of shuddered a little bit when you said that. Well, folks, I'm going to suffer you with a song here that I hope you can recognize. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to play this song. I want to know how many people know it. I'm going to try to play it well enough so you can probably catch it, okay? Several groups there to sing. How many people have ever been to that? Okay, well, there's a few. Well, how many people have been to an all-night thing? Whoa. How many people have been to an all-weekend thing? When they talk about an all-night thing, what they're usually talking about is from say 5-6 o'clock until midnight. They're not talking about all morning too, okay? But it's a real enjoyable time. If you ever get a chance to do it, you should try it. We went to what they call the Gospel Jubilee in Nashville, Tennessee one time, to begin with, when they first started it, there was about 3 or 4 groups that came and sang. And after the years went by, they did it on Memorial Day weekend to begin with. And after a couple of years went by, the first thing you know, there was a dozen groups singing. And then there were so many groups that wanted to sign up to sing that they had to extend it to a Memorial Day, Labor Day weekend thing. And so one of the last Gospel Jubilees that we went to, there were like 20 groups that sang. Now it took them 3 days. And it usually started about 10 o'clock in the morning and went until midnight. About 3 days of different gospel groups. Well, in all of this event, I call it an adventure. I don't know what you folks call it, but I call it an adventure because you never know just what you're going to run into when you go to these things. You might run into something that really starts your motor to turn. And I hope that you do. We were to a gospel jubilee in Nashville, Tennessee, and they had a group there, a Negro group there. And they sang a song there that day that just really stuck with me. And it's about the holding the hand thing. And the title of it is, I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand. Now, I don't know how that does for you, but I'd like to do that little song for you as best I can. Don't have any music for it.
I never did see any music for it, and so I've never acquired such a thing. There must be music for it somewhere.
You want to play that, huh?
No, I'll give you the pitch. Just hold it for you.
Yeah. I thought maybe she was going to pick that up and play it. Mercy, I'd let her play it, wouldn't you?
Huh? No way.
Did you want to play it, Pastor? I heard you speak back there. I thought maybe he wanted to play it. I don't know. I don't want to miss a chance like that if we're going to get somebody to volunteer. Okay, I know that song's in here. You notice I got this folder that's got umpteen songs in it. And there it is. But when I was part of a gospel group, this is the way we had our music. And there was absolutely no music notes on this sheet whatsoever, on any of them. All it is the words. But this group that I'm telling you about that sang this song, we were in the Geo Theater there at the Opryland Show Park. And there were about 5,000 people there that day that they came. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know whether you've ever seen a Negro group sing or heard them. But when they got up to sing, you know, there were some people there in that auditorium that I thought was just a little bit... You know what I mean, Pastor? I'm thinking, you know, these are supposed to be Christian people here. And so when they got started singing and they got to this song, before they got finished with it, they had everybody on their feet. Everybody. They had them fired up. They didn't want them to quit singing that song, huh? And the man's name was Charles Johnson, and the name of the group was the Revivers. Now, these people, in the true sense of the word, know how to build a fire. I mean, they had people really, seriously, on their feet praising God. And it went like this. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees I learned to stand, and I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees is where I learned to stand, and I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.